don't know. Just make it interesting. I mean, I don't know why. It's not hard. Just write something good.
Yeah. I would like to say cheers.
Are we ready? Can Schmitty hear us?
Cheers.
Cheers to the final episode.
We did it, you guys.
Of this terrible season. Of this terrible show. Trash. Mm. It's the greatest thing.
I wish we had a maze.
A maze?
With like glowy lights.
Yeah. It has to be like pink, though. I need more pink over here.
Like some fucking hedge maze. Hedge maze on the
what
alien
pink?
Ship.
I need purple stuff.
I don't know what they were talking about.
All I know is if I ever built a giant mothership to go invade another planet, it's going to have a fucking hedge maze in it.
We should probably tell people
what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Invasion, the finale of season two, folks. Welcome to the Salty Nerd Podcast, where we get obliterated with alcohol and talk about this terrible, terrible show. I'm very honored to bring our special guest here today, Schmitty Snippets.
Schmitty!
Hello, all.
What's up, buddy? Listen, man, I've been binge-watching your episodes on this show. Mm-hmm. Right after we record ours, I'm like, I gotta hear what Schmitty's saying.
So, after the finale, I was like, I need something good in my life.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Turn on Schmitty.
Schmitty's the way to go. Dude, wow. I don't know how you got started with this. I love your setup. I know it's just you recording raw thoughts, and you're kind of doing like a Jeremy Johns cut thing. I love it. Mm-hmm. It works. Keep it up, man. You're doing a great job. I'm very, very happy that we got to find out who you were, got you on our show.
I'm so welcome. Happy you thank agreed you. To come on. Thank
I know, right?
We've absolutely. Been very excited to have you. Guys.
Feel honored. Feel
yeah.
Honored.
Yeah.
I will have to say, I've never heard you swear as much as you did on your last video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we rubbing off?
You actually are. I've heard you all swear, and I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. Just
Yeah, let him have it.
Yeah. Let this freaking garbage show have it.
Season 2, episode
10.
Last. Forever.
Forever?
Don't. No.
I don't know. Schmitty, he made a good case as to why the show might come back.
Yeah, can you?
I don't care. We're not doing it.
Listen, I am begging you right now, all of you. Okay, if this comes back, you have to do it. You have to. I know it's shit. I know it's shit. But we have to do it together.
We are literally the only two people on the internet.
I don't want to.
I've looked. There's nobody else. It's Schmitty Snippets and the Salty Nerd Podcast. And we both get 200 views an episode. And that's it. And we're like, whatever. We're just doing it anyway.
Well, Schmitty was saying that it's like the number 4 most viewed show.
Oh, fuck
Apple.
Off. Yeah. No.
I find that misleading. Their whole top viewed bullshit.
They only have two good shows.
Because they only have one or two shows on that's actually new.
Yeah.
So they put all their shit on there from 3 years ago in the top 20. It's silly.
Nonsense.
I think C is like still like 21 or some shit like that.
Now that's a show.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good show. Yeah. Let me pray.
Let me pray to the gods.
Get a dill in my bean.
Yes. Oh man, Schmitty, you need to review C, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a movie.
I watched one episode, and then they had like a huge war.
Yeah.
Line,
yeah.
And I was like, I'm not watching this shit. I'm turning this off.
That's the best part. All right.
Jerk off and pray. It's awesome.
That's the God I want to talk to.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
Well,
folks.
We should get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. Kadish, take it away.
Oh, just going right into it. Eh?
Yeah, go
for it.
Raw dogging
it.
No lube required.
Spit on it and go.
Are we doing it all at once, or are you doing different chapters this
so,
week?
So, because everything comes together in this episode, we are doing it all at once.
Okay. Yes.
Are we rapid fire?
Yeah, so we are speed rounding it. All right, so Invasion Season 2, Episode 10, entitled Old Friends, New Frontiers. While Mitsuki is recovering from her traumatic butthole experience and mind meld with Casper, Trevante, Rose, and Dollhouse are still in the secret underground military base, and after disabling the dumbest soldier ever to get the drop on somebody, Trevante breaks away from the group to interrupt a Zoom meeting between the general, the woman king, and Casper, the ghost. Get it? Apparently, Casper is a big shot now and included on high-level military strategy calls. And yet, when he vouches for Trevante, everyone's like, shut the fuck up, Casper. Trevante is still like, send me in, coach. I'm the only one who can fight these aliens. But the woman king is like, fuck the patriarchy, lock his ass back up in jail. For reasons. After Monty convinces Discount Zendaya to stop being thirsty for Casper, we cut to the rest of the movement, who are squatting in some house somewhere, and it turns out Dollhouse magically escaped the secret underground military base, but no word of Rose, who I guess got captured off-screen somewhere. Who cares? Anyway, the only movement guy with any sense says it's time to fuck off and start looking after themselves, but Dollhouse assures Piece of Shit Junior they're not going to abandon him and his piece of shit mom. When the military shows up, how did they find the secret hideout of the movement? Maybe it's because all the vehicles with the movement logo painted on it are out front. But who cares? There's a hunter killer on the loose, and Piece of Shit Junior is able to control it with his seizure powers. And the military is like, hey, maybe these assholes could be of use after all. Where's the kidnapped soldier and the rest of the movement caravan? Who cares? It does. The show certainly doesn't. Meanwhile, Anisha is being grilled by the general about the magical alien bullshit device. Anisha says she doesn't know how it works, just that it's kept her family safe. Did she ever bother asking her son where he found it? Maybe there's more magic bullshit devices out there. Nah, there's just the one, because Anisha doesn't ask questions. Hell, she hardly answers them. Anyway, Casper is getting ready to seizure himself to lead a group of soldiers through the alien hive mind that Mitsuki is going to manifest an alien butthole for. But the soldiers and the movement go to town and see an angry invisible butthole just as a huge pack of dog crawlers show up to attack. But fear not. All the seizure kids in France sing Kumbaya and help Piece of Shit Junior kill all the dog crawlers before they can do any real damage. Hey, remember when the Woman King told the military to lock up Trevante? Well, it turns out he's as free as a bird and hanging out in town, well away from jail, with Rose and the two dumb white guy deputies. He watches as the soldiers go inside the alien butthole and immediately get pooped back out. Mitsuki says the only way to make the butthole stable is for Maya to let her mind meld with the alien hive mind. So Mitsuki apparently dies in order to manifest the butthole, and Trevante goes into a military spacesuit and takes the magical alien bullshit device and travels into the alien hive mind, where he meets up with Casper. But uh-oh, Casper is secretly being controlled by the aliens. It's a cliffhanger, or would be if anyone ever cared about the outcome. But the best part of the show is that season two is now over, and we don't have to watch the steaming pile of wet garbage ever again. Oh, and Jim Bell Tyson's still dead.
Still dead.
Huzzah! Huzzah! Yeah!
My goodness. What a story. Oh,
so many things.
They dropped so many balls in this freaking show. It's like an orgy. Just, oh, remember that plot line? Nope.
Dropping balls.
And buttholes
like an orgy. God damn it, dude. I laughed my ass off. And this is cutting to the end, I know, but I don't really care. When Trevante walks up to the dead astronaut soldier and just like, yeah, I'm going to take this guy's suit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And just, yeah. But then they cut.
He's in.
And he's just in it.
Yeah.
So there's a naked astronaut laying around somewhere.
Around the corner in the alley.
Yeah. And did you notice they had laser guns?
Oh, yeah, they got like rail
laser
guns.
Laser beams.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Smitty.
Where? Yeah. Where did that come from? Where did you get laser guns from? And why is the military still using bullets?
Yeah.
After all this time. What are you doing?
Bullets.
I don't understand.
They don't work.
No.
The bullets,
don't work, but they always shoot first. Always. But you see Trevante, though. He came in there clutch with those three grenades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's like, I got this, guys.
So I want to go back to the beginning, or maybe this is like the beginning of like multiple episodes of the last two seasons, you know, where we always have like the alien view of this thing flying around through space, right? So the whole time our first person's perspective from the alien has just been through the flying butthole vision. There's flying buttholes
everywhere.
Portals just running around everywhere,
but they have to manifest them in certain locations by mind melding.
So like, and that's how like the alien dogs, and you can, like land. They're like,
no. So, okay. Like, so there are eight epicenters of alien buttholeness on planet Earth. Right. And that's where the portals are kind of located. And that's why people have been disappearing from them, because, you know, a couple episodes ago when the farmer's wife abducted, we have the butthole vision.
The buttholes—they're the ones that they abduct people.
Yeah, they suck them into the butthole.
The eight butthole wonders of the world.
Yeah,
yeah.
So then, how did we get them back so they can go into the derp rooms and they can sit there and
I don't know.
And it's like,
they pooped him out.
They pooped him out in the middle of the cornfield or something.
So that's
the show will never answer it.
Yeah, that's what the big silo door was for. Is like when they're getting new people back, like that's when like the blue light comes up from like the underground silo. Oh,
so we dug the pit in the middle of the cornfield.
A pit.
So the aliens can fucking diarrhea out the people that they've captured,
right? For no reason at all.
For no reason at all. And then we take those people and put them in the
holding cell
where they can sit there and drool
and click-clack
and click-clack for reasons.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Wow. What the fuck? You can capture a butthole inside of a space bubble in the Amazon, but you can't.
No. You don't need the space bubble anymore.
You can just
you can do it anywhere. Mitsuki,
as long as you have a strong magnet.
Smitty brought this up on his video.
Yeah, tell us about it, Smitty.
He goes, why did Mitsuki have to go back down to the cage room?
Yeah,
when the cage room is broken. There's no. You can see the stuff.
We needed the power
right?
of lesbians to power up the butthole.
There are no reasons for anything this show does. None. I don't know why she was in that room. She could have just went back outside and grabbed a flower.
Yeah.
Went back to the spaceship.
Yeah.
No.
She probably could have just like reached out through the force in her bedroom.
Yeah. Well, the power of lesbianism is powerful though.
Yeah.
Because she was like, you have to let me go.
They've never taken that next step in their relationship.
Yeah. But they have to let each other go.
Yeah.
In order for this to work.
Because what they have together, even though they just met like 2 weeks ago,
it's
too strong and it's keeping her on this plane.
I feel like the relationship is like mine and Jude's. We're very close.
How dare you?
But we've never consummated that relationship, you know, because, you know, I have respect for Matt Cater.
I mean, time's running out, my guy.
So it's just, I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay. Yeah. Do
your thing. Are you guys going to make eye contact tomorrow or whatever? Just like looking at each other? Like, are you going
to? Does anybody have any reason to object to this money?
He's going to pet my face and stare longingly into my eyes.
Yeah. One last time.
No. He keeps trying to pawn farm me.
That's an old joke.
It was a very old joke. Oh, man. Yeah. That just, God dang it, dude. There's so many plot lines just out of nowhere.
Mm hmm.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that they cut an entire subplot of how, like, Trevante got from jail into town and
why even bother? Be like, lock him up
They kept that in, but then they forgot to actually follow through
the
with it.
The fucking editing on this show is all over the place.
It's a wonder.
My favorite part was when the space butthole got all hemorrhoidal.
Oh, yeah.
It was all
got
upset.
Real angry.
Angry hemorrhoidal.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Smitty?
I don't think he should have been in it. I mean, if you think about what he had to do, he had no purpose in the show. That's why I kept putting his dumb ass in jail.
Yeah.
It had nothing for him to do.
But he's the guy.
Just think about what he did. Nothing. He walked around with a notebook, found a bunch of crows.
It's the only thing that's kept me going.
Yeah, we're here. We made it.
I mean, he's been saying for two seasons, like, he's the only one that can fill in the blank.
No.
Does he have the notebook now? Did he take it into the bubble?
He gave it to Rose.
Yeah, he gave it to Rose. And then Rose got captured.
So the notebook's done.
Well, how did Rose get out?
It's okay because now we have Casper. We don't need the book.
They didn't even show us how Dollhouse got out. He just all of a sudden at the safe house.
Yeah, didn't they all get captured at the end of last episode when they were leaving and all the people were there?
No. Only Anisha got captured at
the
end of last episode.
Yeah, but there's only one exit to the bunker.
Exactly.
How did they get out?
Once they got Anisha, every single one of them
left.
Fucked off.
Yeah, they were like, all right, we're done here.
And the rest of them.
Yeah, they didn't take her back into the secret underground military base. They just fucked off with her somewhere and left the exit wide open.
There's probably another silo like a half mile over. They're like, hey, we don't need to watch this one anymore. Let's go to the other one.
Well, what's crazy is the world's worst guard actually radioed in and said, like I've got someone here. Mm-hmm. And like none of the other guards thought to like, oh, maybe we should go to that position.
Should check on that guy.
Yeah.
He's like, no, that's Carl. We don't worry about Carl. He's fine. Carl, fuck Carl.
And they keep the bullshit device in this like cylinder where are they protecting it from the aliens or the aliens from it?
I don't know.
Is it in there? It's a weapon.
But didn't they take it out though? Trevante took it out and was just like handling it, right?
Well, the scientist who was handling it dropped it and it broke.
Yeah.
And I kept waiting for like Piece of Shit Junior to pick it up and have it like magnify his powers so he could stop all the aliens.
It's too much for this show.
But apparently they're going to take the one weapon they know can actually like control or like stop the aliens. and give it to Trevanti so that he can fuck off with it into another dimension.
Well, one shard is now called Oathkeeper, and the other one's called Widow's Wail.
Maybe, Smitty, where did the bullshit device come from? I don't remember. Did they pull it off of something in season one, right? But yeah, where did they find it?
Luke just said he found it somewhere.
Yeah, he found it. He just found it in the middle of nowhere, which made no sense to me.
Uh-huh.
But, because it looks like it's a piece of shrapnel off something.
Off of like a ship, right?
Yeah. So there's got to be a whole magical bullshit tree out there somewhere, right? Where this thing is falling off. Because it reminds me of a piece of bark.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like there's a bullshit tree out there somewhere where the piece of shit family used to live.
I thought it was part of a spacecraft.
It might be an alien polyp from the butthole.
Ooh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. No, so they have that ship. They have that ship that crashed.
Yeah.
Why aren't they researching that for, like, other shards?
Don't worry about it.
doesn't matter.
You want else?
Clearly it fell off of something.
You want to announce what's funny?
It's like a kryptonite.
And I can't wait to see if Schmitty picked up on this. I haven't seen your season or your episode 10 video yet, but where was the mothership at the beginning of this season? Where was it shown in the sky?
Wherever. Over Florida.
But who saw it?
Over Florida. Over the Gulf.
Yeah, over the Florida. Yeah.
Over Florida, right? Trevante was at his sister's barbecue. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hanging out,
and you're just looking at the mothership.
I mean, I got some of those rations. I need some steak.
Where is it in this episode?
Up in the sky.
Above Oklahoma.
It's big.
It's
over everything.
It's not that big.
It would have blocked out the sun if it was that big.
You can see
at the end of last season, it was over the Pacific Ocean off the coast of California.
Is it moving?
It's a ship, guys.
So is it moving? Is it just hovering over? It's following Trevante around?
Like eight of them?
Is that what's happening? The mothership is following Trevante?
Just following Trevante everywhere he goes.
He goes to Florida. It goes to Florida. He goes to Oklahoma. It follows him there.
Like, God damn it. Keeps raining aliens.
Goddamn aliens.
Dude, you can't lose me, bitch.
Why is this Texas-sized ship following me around?
No one has ever looked up during the course of season one or season two. All of a sudden, all of them are like, oh, shit. That just happened.
Yeah.
That wasn't there.
I wasn't there a minute ago.
They should have showed this thing where like Trevante is like surrounded by like four buttholes, invisible buttholes.
Yeah.
Just following him around.
They're all playing bumper cars around him.
He's trying to sneak into some place and the mothership is just following him around and he's like, you're giving me away, man.
Yeah. And then when he looks up, the mothership like looks away like
Casper's just watching him through one of the buttholes.
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man. You seen Discounts and Die anywhere? I want to go make out.
He's like, oh, man, you kept my notebook?
That's my notebook, dude.
Yeah.
He looks up and he's like, man, that thing's useless. What'd you keep that for?
I got really good hair this season.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, it looks great.
He does have nice hair this season.
As Smitty says, he's 27.
It's been growing for four whole months.
Yeah, yeah.
He could beat the shit out of Monty now if he wanted to. I don't know why he takes all that.
Yeah, right. That little smart-ass Monty.
Hey, Monty's still my favorite character.
He's the only one that's got any sense in this
only character who calls the bullshit out.
No, the one movement guy.
Oh, and that, and the ginger. Yeah. The ginger and Monty. Two smartest characters.
So why? Ginger, the guy with the beard.
Yeah. He's
so,
a ginger.
So why do you know the aliens? What's going on? Are you one of the aliens?
How do we know you're not one of the aliens?
Uh-huh. You just have to...
How dare you, Monty?
Hey, Monty.
It's such a...
See how happy Monty got?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Monty got when he said Zendaya couldn't go with him.
Yes. He was like, oh, shit, it's my time to move in.
Uh-huh.
He was like, my man.
I got plans.
Can I go back to his dad's sex swing?
Yeah.
He's a freak just like his dad, for sure.
Yeah.
You kidding me? 100%.
I love his dad's pad. That's a great, that's great a apartment.
Great
man.
French sex pad.
Monty, it's that's a sweet. Oh, don't.
Monty, why is this sticky? Ew.
Why are all the pages stuck together?
Why is this swing made out of leather?
Is this where my feet go?
Oh, the vodka's starting to kick.
Just go to your garden. Just go to your garden.
Yeah, make a left and then another left. Get the fuck out of here.
What's with all these handcuffs on the wall? I don't understand.
Anyway.
It's to keep all the bad people away.
Back to the actual episode.
Jugs of vinyl underneath the sink.
Can we talk about the world's worst guard for one second?
Please.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Take it away, Smitty.
Yes, please.
Are you talking about the guy who put his weapon literally in the back of Trevante and his group?
Yeah.
Are you talking about that guy?
Yeah.
Why are you that close? Why? You don't need to be. What are you doing?
Smitty just made me snot a little bit.
Smitty stop.
How many times has Javonte been caught?
Like four times.
Every episode.
Yeah. Every time he moves from one location to another, he ends up getting caught by the law.
I got two escape points.
Yeah, that guard is terrible at his job. He's like, don't move. And then he gets real close.
Well, no, he's like, don't move.
No, no.
Trust game, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think what they did was.
Honor system.
They were filming the scene. And they had to figure out a way to where Javonte could overpower him and pull the trigger.
And they're not smart enough to figure it out.
So they were probably like, well, I guess if he gets closer, he could do the old.
But why even have a guard find them in the first place?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know, man.
If they're just going to escape anyway.
Because it's exciting stuff.
Is that what it is?
I would ask the guy, but he doesn't go on Twitter anymore.
Did anybody Simon reply Kinberg. To your tweet?
No.
That was a great tweet last week.
You tweeted at Simon Kinberg, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I said, please don't. Please don't anymore. I think I'll do it again right now.
Please stop. Every week I'm reminded to tell you.
Yeah. Maybe he got my package.
What? Don't say that. God damn it, Jude. Smitty, are there any Simon. Moments that really stand out to you? Take it. I'm going to give the floor to you right now because I want to hear your thoughts on this.
The using weapons thing really, really bothered me because they stuck with that all season. And like the army base isn't safe. The group who's traveling from place to place in RVs, pickup trucks aren't safe. No one is safe, but they just keep. Like, they formed that weapon, that gun line, and just open fired on all those aliens. They didn't do a goddamn thing. Nothing. Uh-huh. Nobody figures that shit out. And they just keep showing it. Travante in the hospital. The soldiers
infirmary?
In the hospital tunnel.
Oh, in the tunnel. Yeah,
they
yeah.
They just keep using guns, and they don't work time after time. They're like, maybe next time. So I don't get it
because like what is her name?
Mitsuki.
Every time she says her name like that,
it drives me a little crazy.
Like I want to claw Mitsuki. My face off.
Is that like her sex name?
Hey, how do you spell Simon Kinberg? What's his at? I forget.
I don't know, dude.
Simon.
Anyway,
Kinberg.
Probably blocked.
Kinberg.
M or N?
I don't know.
N. Kin.
No, it's Ken.
Ken?
K-I-N-B-U-R-B-E-R.
I don't know. Dude.
Anyway, Mitsuki.
Anyway, she figured out in the beginning of this season that you could use flame. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that information just never got passed around to enough people.
But then
like,
it stopped being useful like a couple of episodes later.
Oh, the dog crawlers. Yeah. They were like, fire doesn't work on him anymore.
And what's crazy is we have the Woman King who has a scene where she's talking about how like, you know, the dog crawlers have overrun like all the military, like they're running out of food, like all this terrible stuff that we never got to see because like from our perspective, it's like things are kind of normal still.
Right.
You know? You get to drive around the country without worrying about it. You got fuel.
Yeah.
You know,
nobody looks like they're starving.
You would thrive in this.
People are throwing
society.
Barbecues.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's my tweet.
You got it figured out?
I got a tweet. It's a really simple tweet.
Go ahead.
It's at Kinberg.
Okay.
And hashtag invasion. Please stop.
Send.
That's it. It's all right.
Perfect. Please stop. Yeah. Beautiful.
That's how you do it.
Please. No season three.
But so like I was wondering like why have that scene with the guard in it at all, other than, you know, like they disabled him, they got like an extra gun, and then he heard Casper's voice down the hallway through a closed door in a secure military base. And he's like, you wait here. I'm gonna go check this out. Why?
And they're in the freaking command center.
Yeah,
yeah.
Talking to everybody on the planet.
And Casper.
Yeah, yeah, and Casper.
And Casper.
It'd be like walking into the Oval Office, right? Or in the White House.
Greta Thunberg is on freaking Zoom call with the president.
David Hogg, piece of shit, or somebody.
Yes,
you know,
yeah,
talking
yeah.
to Biden.
Yeah,
it's just like what?
What's happening right now? Even funnier is like so. Travante comes into the room. And it's not until he says Casper the ghost where like the guards like react.
Yeah,
and
they're
like,
oh, he really does know him. We've been waiting two seasons for him to be able to say that. The writers all just jizzed all over their fucking desks.
It's like, there's nobody guarding the door. Really?
Yeah, no. It's fine. They knocked them out.
It wouldn't have mattered anyway.
And Casper's like, no, it's okay.
I know him. Yeah, he's with me. But then they were like,
and I'm your guy.
Yeah.
So
and where's the lady?
The Woman King?
No, the other lady.
Rose.
Rose.
Oh, Rose.
She's in there.
She shows up later. Don't worry
it
about
it. It doesn't
her.
Matter because we already found out where Billy is, so we're done with her.
She served the divorce papers, yeah. And we're good.
And yeah. where's Mrs.
Billy,
Piece of Shit?
Wake up! I gotta have you sign something.
I'm really confused. I mean, I watched this like a week ago, and I didn't care about watching it again. So,
yeah, no, I get it.
This is the last time you ever have to talk about it.
Until
right?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
don't put the camera on me.
I mean, we all know we talk a tough game, but we all know we're going to watch it when it comes out.
Fuck off. I will get us canceled.
No.
we'll just have Smitty join us.
Yeah, Smitty.
Smitty can just call
we'll fly him
week.
Out here once a week. Come on out, buddy. Come to Vegas.
Let's do mutual streams.
His family's like, why are you going to Vegas so often? Don't worry about it.
Got a gambling problem.
I have to talk about this alien show where there aren't any aliens.
Again, why does Trevante feels like he needs an explanation every time he busts into somebody else's shit?
Which yeah. He's very important.
You owe me.
I don't owe you anything.
You better tell me what's going on here.
Yeah.
How about fuck off and go back to jail?
Yeah, who are you?
No, I'm the only one that you need.
I was the keeper of the notebook.
Yeah, read me in.
Yeah, he is his own main character in his own story.
Dude, this is Trevante's show.
Yeah.
He did like six tours. He killed fucking Osama bin Laden and shit, right? So, you know.
Who knows? Maybe.
He didn't want to go home to his wife.
Oh, but he's a renegade. He's rogue. Yeah. He trusted.
Yeah. He quit just when we needed him.
I like how instead of standing up for him, Casper's just like, well, at least I get to say goodbye this time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm not going down with you, Trevante.
Yeah, no, you're good, man.
Yeah.
That's your book.
Love to work together, but you seem like you're going downhill, and I'm on the way up.
Now that we know that Casper's been body snatched, it makes a little bit more sense, but, you know. What are you gonna
do? Body snatched. Let's talk about that.
Is he not Casper?
He's not Casper.
At all?
Which, again, proves Monty the good guy in this scenario. Because he was the first one who was like, how do you freaking know that's still Casper? Sure enough.
I've been waiting for a body snatch for two seasons, and at this point, I don't give a shit.
And it's only one dude?
I thought it was going to be piece of shit. Yeah. It made more sense when it was piece of shit.
Or any of the missing people in that bunker could have been body snatched.
So Casper is not Casper?
No. He's
so
emo.
That makes less sense.
Right. Yeah.
What?
He's not Casper.
I'm having a
he's
John
taken.
C. Reilly moment right now.
But maybe.
He's intergalactic Casper.
So is he physically in the maze? Does he leave, or is it just his mind?
No. So for Casper and Mitski, they astral projected into the hive mind consciousness. Okay. But Trevante is the first one to actually physically be there.
And he's in
the
spaceship.
Because he went through the bubble.
Because he's got his stolen.
His stolen.
And they explain, they explained on the Zoom call that basically the plan was for Mitski to manifest a butthole, for the soldiers to go through it, and then for Casper to lead the soldiers through the hedge maze to the central intelligence spire, and for the soldiers to use the magic bullshit device to stab it and destroy the aliens once and for all.
Wow.
Fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
I believe you, I didn't get any of that.
Yes?
What? Vader just had a stroke.
His brain's broken.
Yes. Yeah.
Try again.
Yep. Trevante is in the ship with the magic bullshit device.
Well, we don't know
what's he gonna do with it when he gets once he figures out where he's going.
He's gonna poke it.
And how do we know what he's doing?
What's funny is Trevante hasn't been read in or briefed or anything about the mission, and yet he's the only guy who put on the suit. And the general's just like, okay.
No, what he did was he steals the dead soldier's suit. Uh-huh. Yeah. So again, I want to emphasize this. Yeah, there's a naked dead man around the corner.
Yeah. No, he's got Trevante's old clothes on.
Sure.
He dressed him.
Yeah, sure. God, so stupid. And then he walks in front of the general with the bullshit device and a laser gun.
I got it.
And he's like, I am the best. Yeah. I am the freaking coolest person on the goddamn planet right now. He's so high on himself.
I'm the coolest person on that planet, too.
Yeah. And when the general's like, hey, man, WTF, he's like, you're going to have to shoot me to stop me. And it's like,
I mean,
dude.
Fucking go.
That would have been cooler, right?
Just shot him right then and there.
If Trevante was like, I'm going, you can't stop me. And they like get ready to like kill his ass with it, and then he just like jumps in the butthole.
Or
that would have been better.
They could have just read him in trained him to go with fucking the ghost.
Yeah.
And then had him go in with the ghost. But they spent the whole season being like, no.
No, you
go
can't
back
do
to
it.
Jail and him not being in a cell somehow because he's also the ghost. And then he shows up in another place and he's like, read me in. They're like, no, go back to jail. And he's like, you're going to have to send me to jail. And they're like, yeah, we already decided.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, yeah, we tried.
And then he shows up again.
Yeah. Oh, the dude who kept capturing them throughout this whole season died?
Did he die? No, he didn't die. The guy looked just like him died. I thought he died too, but then 1 second later they were talking to him. I thought he died too.
I thought he died because I was like, oh man, they killed the guy who kept getting his ass kicked. And then
he was a really bad soldier.
And then he popped up again and I heard his voice and I was like, wait a minute, didn't he die? No, he didn't die?
That was the other black guy, Alex.
Yeah, his brother's twin.
I'm more confused.
That guy plays two characters on the show.
He thought the same thing I did. Fuck you.
I bet that guy couldn't swim either.
It's not funny.
I'm more confused now than I was 8 episodes ago.
Well, yeah.
I have no idea what's
going on. Episode makes no
sense.
I
don't even know why the aliens are here.
Oh, well, we only got,
yes,
according to Smitty, 6 minutes of aliens in this episode.
Yeah, 6 minutes.
Yeah. That much?
6 minutes.
That's a lot.
And they're the pit bull aliens.
Yeah, the pit bull.
That are bulletproof.
And like fireproof.
Climbing trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not piece of shit junior proof.
No.
Right.
He can stop
them.
They
are susceptible to seizures.
And so piece of shit junior.
Wait, no, but because he's not strong enough.
He can send mind bullets at him.
Yeah.
Because he's a mutant.
Yeah.
But he has to have backup with all the mutants. Back in Britain, right?
The French kids back have to sing Kumbaya.
Yeah, he can take on one, but then when he mind melds with the rest of the seizure kids, then they can take on the world.
Yeah.
He should be like, he's like Professor X.
Well, they all kind of are.
And he's like doing some Cerebro shit where they all like join powers and stuff.
Yeah.
You're making it sound cooler than it is.
I really am. It's not that cool.
Yeah. But you're essentially right. That's kind of what they were doing.
Is he Jean Grey? Professor X?
I don't feel like it. I think that's too. No.
Jean Grey didn't get no nosebleeds.
That's true.
Like 11. Are they trying to do like an 11 thing, like Stranger Things thing?
Maybe.
I don't think they have watched TV before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair.
I don't think they've watched much of anything. What is Simon Kimber? Has he made anything good?
We can't go over this every week. He made the Dark Phoenix movie.
So the answer is no.
So the answer is no.
He literally is an X-Men guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder. I get it. I totally get it now.
You get it now?
It just came full circle.
Does it all make sense to you?
I'm making X-Men references, and I didn't even know he was an X-Men dude.
Yeah, he's an X-Men dude.
And maybe I did. I was subconsciously.
We talk about it every week.
Baby. I was subconsciously channeling my inner. I'm not either. I haven't even got started.
Awesome.
I don't know. Whatever.
I do have a question, though.
Yeah, what's up?
How does it explain if what's his name? 27-year-old. If he is possessed.
Luke?
Casper.
Yes, Casper. If he's possessed by a 27-year-old, right? how is he not doing anything to the other? Like, you would think like he would stop them from getting on the ship, right?
Yeah.
You know? But he helped.
Uh-huh. So. Or he put a block with the other seizure kids.
Well, he didn't count on Mitski sacrificing herself to get a stable butthole because they'd already killed the three aliens, right? Or the three space soldiers. They pooped them out and killed them so Trevante could steal their clothes.
Uh-huh.
And basically, I think evil Casper wasn't expecting anyone to make it in. But then once Trevante, fisted the butthole.
Is there an evil Casper and a good Casper?
Yeah. Dude, do you see him? He blinked like this. Like his eyelids went. And he had like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
But hasn't he always done that?
No. What? No.
Isn't that what caused his seizures in the first place?
Didn't he like get that on the bus wrong? Before he fell into the pit last year?
No, I don't think so. Last year.
And wham, and they fall in the pit.
No.
The pit of eternal woe.
If that's true, then
how did we get out of this pit?
Yeah.
I don't know how
many episodes were they stuck in that stupid pit?
Like 6.
God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's like, yeah, man. See, this is why we know each other's pain.
So
we're like, yeah, we're the only people who have watched this fucking show.
Yeah.
Why do you want us to keep doing this to ourselves? We could be watching something better.
Because we're the only ones, and I need you guys.
Oh my God, we're Trevante.
You know?
Oh my God, I don't want to be Trevante.
These kids can't figure out how to get out of a pit that's probably got a fucking entrance to it on the other side of the pit. Because it's a quarry.
Yeah, probably.
Because quarries have, roads
that
go in and out of rock quarries.
100%.
But they can, go underneath the tunnel in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
47,
40, 30 miles.
47 miles. Yeah. In 2 hours.
You can take a nap in between.
Yeah, and take a nap.
Yeah.
They were booking
it. With that pain in the ass little sister following them around.
What was the point of bringing her along for this?
I don't know.
So that she could have a garden.
There's so many useless characters.
So we could see Monty's nurturing side.
What was the... Okay. Does anybody know...
So Monty's not always an asshole.
The other kid's name in the group...
Black kid.
Alfie?
Yeah, the black kid. Alfie. Is it Alfie?
Always the black kid.
What was
his name? Black kid.
What was
Token.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It is what it is.
What was the point of his character in this episode? This season?
He was Casper's best friend in season one.
Yeah, but what did he do?
They needed a bridge character between him and Monty.
That was Zendaya.
True.
What did he do?
They forgot.
What did he do this whole season?
Nothing.
Nothing. He did nothing.
He had the flamethrower for a minute.
Honestly, when he had his one scene in this episode, the last episode, I think it was a different actor playing him. I'm not kidding.
No.
It looked like a different dude.
Well, what was funny is they took the other useless kid and got rid of him after they got out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
So it's just like, what was the point?
Oh, yeah.
What kid was that?
He hurt his leg.
The Harry Potter kid.
Well, what did they do with him?
We don't know. He hurt his leg. I remember.
They left him with the French military.
They gave him to the French military, and then we never saw him again. I totally forgot he even existed.
Is this true, Smitty?
It is. Yeah, the kid with the glasses. He was like,
there was another kid with
cut my leg. Cut it.
You don't have any cigarettes? You're leaving us with this child?
Ugh.
Ugh. Wow. We hate children.
Ooh, I gotta go.
I need more.
Can you do a French accent, Smitty?
Jacques Cousteau has a baguette.
These stupid kids keep getting in my way.
Today, we're going to go into the giant flying butthole.
I've done that before.
Send the kid in. He is useless anyway.
We are using this very...
The majestic butthole.
We are using these very experimental dive suits with the laser
that we've
beams,
never seen before.
Which we have just made for this single episode.
Did you guys notice that the picture that Casper drew of Discount Zendaya as the space princess, her spacesuit was the same as those soldiers?
Oh my God.
It looked exactly the same.
I'm sure this show has that much foreshadowing.
It's really good.
I don't know.
I'm so happy we're over.
Oh, God. Thank
you. Nobody needs us to do this. You know that, right?
The Dark Knight wants to know if Sam Neill ever returned. No!
No!
No. No.
No, he did not.
They didn't even do a CGI of him sitting in the back of that room.
They didn't even, a cameo.
We got a picture of him on the wall.
They could have done a cardboard cutout.
They seriously
and just scanned past it.
Yeah. They cut out a mannequin.
He's going to be in season 3.
He's not. He's not. He's not going to come back.
No.
I hope so.
They hooked me.
He's going to be the leader of the aliens.
Vader.
He's going to be
the
mouthpiece.
You're not roping us into this.
He's going to be they're going to have the aliens are going to need some kind of thing to make the humans relate so they can talk to.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to have some kind of projection of Sam
Neill. It's going to be like Killer Clowns from Outer Space where they have their hand up his butthole and they're making his mouth move.
Wow. He's going to be the mouth of the buttholes. Invasion.
Yes.
The mouth of Sauron.
Guys, one of the big things that happened in this episode was we lost one of our main characters.
Mitski died. Mitski died.
Oh.
To create the butthole. But she died kind of how Casper died at the end of season one.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My guess is that she's now part of the alien hive mind, but because of her lesbian power, she's going to be individualized.
Yes.
And she's going to be the one to help save Trevante from evil Casper.
Because she's a strong female lesbian character and Hollywood loves it. She will be the hero. Her consciousness will be in the hive mind. Pour one out for Mitski. Don't make a mess. Don't make a mess.
To Mitski.
To lesbian power. I thought Jim would stop drinking. I thought she'd be like, I'm not going to drink to that.
No, I'm going to drink to that.
Cheers.
But I could just see, you know, Maya coming back for season three, and she's on the horn with Trevante, and she's just like, just rest.
Yeah.
Don't push yourself.
Just get to sleep. Yeah, what was the point of her character this whole season?
Who, which one?
Nothing.
They needed her so that Mitsuki had somewhere to draw power from, and she had to take the full force of two lesbians into the galaxy.
She was literally holding her back because she was like, you have to let me go for me to fulfill my mission.
Yeah, but she took the power of lesbian into the sky.
The power of lesbianism is very strong.
Yeah.
You cannot fight against it.
I'm going to pour some more
Make her
scotch.
Gay and lame. Yeah.
Back Indiana Jones, put a chicken in it and make her lame and gay.
Kathleen Kennedy. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm positive Simon Kinberg tapped her for some advice about that.
Hey, can I direct a Star Wars show? Have you made somebody gay and lame?
Yeah, I did the show Invasion.
Sold.
It's the number four show on Apple. you heard of it.
Yeah. You watched it, right? And they're going to give him a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Watch. They're going to be Simon Star Kinberg, Wars. Star Wars.
Simon Kinberg, A New
Episode
Hope.
12.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Yeah, Jim's got a package.
Checking pulses.
So, can we like make it like a verb? Can we like Kinberg something else?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. God damn it. Don't Kinberg that, man.
Don't Jesus. Kinberg it. Please.
Oh.
That's Kinberged enough.
Yeah. They've done enough.
So, do not Kinberg the Highlander, okay?
Oh, please
just don't.
Don't
do it.
Oh, not the Highlander.
There could be only one.
I hope.
But Kinberg's up there with like JJ and something. Or
I'd put JJ above Kinberg.
Who's the Last Jedi dude?
That Ryan Johnson.
Don't Ryan Johnson it?
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, they pulled a Ryan Johnson. They pulled a Kinberg. I think we could do that. Can we make it a thing?
Yeah. Who's the guy that hates us?
Mangold.
Don't Mangold that.
Don't Mangold it.
Don't Mangold it up. Don't
Kinberg. That just means get very angry about it.
Don't talk about it on Twitter for 24 hours straight.
I would love for Kinberg to just go off on me.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be super fun.
He's been poking that bear for a while.
Yeah, they'd get more views on an Invasion episode than they ever have before.
It's like, hey man, how come our reviews get more views than your number four show on Apple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All 500 of them. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say, man. This was a bummer of an episode. It was dull. They tried to give it a cliffhanger, but nothing made sense.
It was obvious they cut like a huge chunk out of the middle.
It was chopped to hell.
Do you have a favorite episode this season?
Smitty? Favorite episode?
No, they all suck. They all blew.
I vote for the Chunnel.
Chunnel episode?
Yeah.
Well, do you guys remember like at the season two premiere, the first episode? Like, we were like, oh, well, maybe they're course correcting because there's actually aliens and some action stuff going on. And
No. I think the first one might be my favorite because there was like flamethrowers and Mazeltov.
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 Yeah, the Mazeltov bomb.
Yeah, everybody was celebrating the other Yarmulkes. It was awesome.
Mazeltov. Yeah, okay.
The Battle of Flamethrower Gorge.
Oh, that was my favorite.
That was your favorite? Yeah. Let's fight the aliens. Just shoot it into the air.
Have some guys with flamethrowers over the bottom of the edge. Just shoot them up in the air a couple times.
I like how when the general was interrogating Anisha in this episode, and she's like, you kidnapped my daughter. And I was sitting there. I was like, yeah, how exactly did that work? Because they were in Canada at the time, and it was a U.S. military that just took her as the battle was raging.
Don't think about it.
Yeah,
I think Anisha was the best actor, especially when Sarah got kidnapped.
Sarah!
Yeah, she pretended to actually like one of her kids.
That was a really good scene. She really went over the top on that one.
I stand corrected. You were right. That is the best part of this entire scene. When she screamed her name, I felt that.
Yeah, me too. Like, I felt the deep.
Wow, okay.
And I was really impressed with Discount Joel's healing capability. Mm. That was really good.
Oh, yeah. That guy had a life-threatening gash in his thigh, so close to his femoral artery.
Healed.
But Anisha was one of the good ones in the before times.
In the before times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harvard grad.
The before times.
She healed him up to the point where there's not even a trace of it.
Didn't even leave a scar.
Better than it was before.
Nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Really, my knee doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah,
oddly.
I tweaked my back yesterday. You think I could have Anisha come over?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
The invasion of the American base when they were all had the form fitted outfits.
Yes.
That was really fun.
Throwing grenades into the cornfield for no reason.
Child-sized Marines.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. apparently, like, the rest of their group got captured and something.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
What happened to his daughter? Where's Ketchup Girl?
No, that she was at the safe house.
Because he said, me and Ketchup Girl are going to stay behind, and we're going to look for your mom, and they're going to fuck off.
But all the people that they stayed behind with got captured, apparently.
Well, because then the military showed up, and then they were like, maybe we should be working together after all, which we could have done in episode one.
They captured them. That was in this episode.
Yeah.
Like, in the previous episode.
Because they captured them.
Well, right? They left behind Ketchup Girl, Piece of Shit Junior, and then, like, the rest of the group to look after their captive, that guy that they kidnapped from the previous military.
Oh, right.
And then, like, in this episode, they're at the safe house, and they're just like, there's only four of us left. I'm like, what happened to the rest of you guys?
he probably escaped and told the military where to find him.
Or maybe he killed them all.
I would probably be that guy that told them all to pound rocks on leaving.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong, the ginger? Guys? Guy with the red beard?
No, the guy with the beard.
Yeah, the guy with the red beard.
I don't think
he's
a ginger.
Yeah, he's not a ginger.
He's like salt and pepper.
No, he's 100% ginger.
No, he's a white beard. Like Vader.
He's a white beard.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's just
I don't know. So, yeah.
I'm trying to make sense of something that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Anthony in the chat says, I would suggest 2024 be invasion-free on the Salty Nerd podcast.
Oh, it'll definitely be 20. Yeah, because they're going to take at least 2 or 3 years to make a show.
I mean, I don't think they've even...
Thank you.
They
Anthony
haven't announced the season three.
Anthony, keep it up.
So it'll be at least probably 2025.
Are we going?
I haven't even consulted the chat.
That's it. Just Anthony.
Are we going to final thoughts?
I don't know.
On a season finale, this was terrible. Nothing made sense. The plot was all over the place. This was obviously cut to pieces elsewhere and then, like, slapped together in some weird way because half the stuff they recorded probably didn't make any sense, which now it makes less sense.
They hired Edward Scissorhands to come in and do their editing.
None of the characters are likable. The big reveal is that Casper is not Casper, which Monty called that out like 4 episodes ago. And everybody was like, no, man, he's totally cool.
Anyone who was paying attention, because, like, remember, he couldn't sense the aliens anymore. Mm-hmm. He, like, was like a zombie state.
Casper's not Casper?
No. But then the next episode, he went into his seizure state and went into the thing and met with Nusiki. Fucking whatever her name is.
Mitsuki.
So, like, he's...
It's Mitsuki a long time.
No. What?
No. No. Okay, I'm sorry. Whatever.
What? Smitty's just never coming back on.
Oh, God.
I love this. I love this. It's fantastic.
I just got Smitty's like, I lost subs being on your show. I was this close to being monetized.
We,
you guys
so do
it.
We every week.
Yeah.
That's her
new
name.
You need to pad
That's
some before you come on it's so that you can afford
time.
To lose it's some.
Sucky long time.
No.
Yes.
I'm just getting clips of fucking Full Metal Jacket in my head now.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. Anyway, Smitty, I'm going to give the floor to you. Do you have final thoughts on this whole season? What do you got for us, man?
The show was shit. I don't know why they did it or why they expected people to just tune in and watch this bullshit. And they were like, yeah, they're definitely going to eat this up. Because we're not. And I know season 3 is coming. I know. And I can't wait to review it. Yeah.
No, it is.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
We're stuck with it now.
I don't want this life.
It's like, why? It's your fault.
It is my fault.
It's your fault.
I'm getting married next week, and then I'm going to become a lady of leisure, and I fucking quit. Smitty, would you like my chair? Come on over.
You hear that? Her plan is coming to fruition.
Yeah. I am now a lady of leisure. Dinner will be ready when you get home.
Nice.
I love it.
Meatloaf every fucking night. It's his favorite.
Lucky man.
She's like Anisha.
I got a question for Smitty.
Oh, yeah. I'm a line cook.
I got a question for Smitty.
What's that?
What are you going to do now, man?
That's a great question. I'm trying to find something to review. Maybe movies.
You got to watch C.
Show or
you
something.
You got to watch C.
I don't know.
Yeah, what's your criteria? You're
telling me to watch The Changeling.
I've never heard of that.
I've never watched that.
Yeah, it's still is shit. It is shit. Do not watch that.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Do you like the so bad it's good or so bad it's bad kind of thing?
It's so confusing. It's way out there. Yeah. it's incredibly
confusing. I would love to see your take on The Servant, which is also on Apple TV. These guys won't watch it. I've watched all of
it. Freaks me out.
And it's so fucking weird, but I ultimately really enjoyed it because I like creepy stuff. But it's weird as hell.
Well, if he wants to grow his channel, stop watching Apple TV.
Yeah.
Do something that actually, other people actually watch.
Actually, it's the opposite. I've instead of trying to get into that rat race of reviewing everything that everyone else is reviewing,
mm-hmm.
those small amount of people who are watching Apple TV, you know, they seem to
that was kind of crazy. Thought. So when you started reviewing C or not C, but
Invasion,
you didn't know it was going to be a pile of shit, right? I mean,
I did not. I wanted to stop.
you were like thinking, oh, this is going to be a cool alien invasion movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to start my channel. This might be kind of fun.
Like Apple TV has like this idea behind it. It's like prestige television, right? Yeah. Like Foundation is very highbrow.
I
know you do, but it's very highbrow sci-fi. Yeah. Like Apple TV has like, we're like the new HBO, right? We're the new place to go. We got Mankind.
There's good stuff on there.
There's really good shows on there. And then they were just like, let's poop this one out.
Mm-hmm.
Are they hiding from taxes? Are they just like, we need like a $200 million budget this month or this year?
It's like,
let's make an invasion season.
Do they just spend money on these things for tax reasons?
That's what I'm saying. I think that's what this is. Because they know good TV. They make good TV.
And Simon Kinberg's out there going, I'll spend your money.
And they also...
I think what happened is aliens did come and invade and we are all now in the hive mind and they're fucking with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like Apple TV also knows when they make a mistake, like the first season of C was like weird and dumb. Yeah. And then they were like, let's get Jonathan Tropper.
But it started out with stuff like, or I'm talking, you're on the wrong different show.
Yeah. And C. And then like, and then they were like, let's get Jonathan Tropper in on this. And then he made the show.
And he
like,
fixed it.
And he fixed it. And he's like, oh, wow.
Ended up being so good.
So fun.
But
did it?
Yeah.
Tropper was smart though and ended it.
Yeah, he closed it out.
He gave it an ending, a chapter, and done. We're out of here.
Okay. Bubba Voss is,
yeah.
Well, don't spoil it for Smitty, but.
Right.
Now you're fine.
It was epic. We'll just say it was epic.
Yeah, it was an epic ending.
Yeah.
It was fun. That satellite dish.
Yeah.
Goddamn satellite dish. See, they were trolling us at the end, though. They were having fun with it. And so I feel like Apple TV knows when they're making good shows and when they're making bad shows because they kind of pivot. But this one, they're just like,
But there's good stuff on it.
Mythic Quest is great.
Mythic Quest is so good.
It's so good.
The last season was kind of
I'm not caught up. Don't spoil it.
Yeah.
But
I mean, every show has its ups and downs.
Ted Lasso.
Silo's so good.
Yeah.
I think Ted Lasso is like one of the best shows. One of the best shows on television.
Yeah.
No way, really.
Yeah, it's really good.
Wow. Yeah, I need to start watching
it. It's really good. You need to watch that.
It's so good.
Okay.
It just makes you feel good while you're watching it.
It does. It really does.
It does.
It's like Invasion, which just makes you feel terrible.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It makes me drink.
Yeah, Kadesh and I started watching the new season of Great British Baking Show in order to like heal our insides.
Cleanse the palate. Yeah. Yeah. I get
it. Invasion is good for alcoholism.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what Invasion is good for.
Yeah.
So,
pour some more in there, buddy. Jesus.
I don't know how they got approved for a second season. You're watching, you're like, fuck, this is bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We know exactly what you're saying. No, do it right into the microphone. There you go. Perfect. I'm going to leave that in while I'm editing this, too. Cool. It's going to be glorious.
Well, it was funny because when we were watching season one, we're like, there's no way this is getting a season two. It's so bad. And then by the time we got to the final episode review, the news broke literally like the day before that it was getting a season two. And we were so upset.
Worst day of my life.
God damn it. It's all Sam Neill's fault.
We ended up our last episode of season one was Kadesh going, hey, man, season two has been greenlighted. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Damn it, man. But we haven't got a season three greenlight yet, right?
Not yet. There's speculation. Smitty seems to think it's going to happen. Do you have inside information?
I'm Googling it right now.
So there's no official announcement on the season three yet. And with the actor strike going on, there probably won't be one until that's resolved.
Yeah.
But Simon Kinberg has said that there are scripts written.
Oh, sure. I did read that.
Yeah, sure. On a napkin somewhere.
He's probably writing during the writer's strike.
They were working on seasons two and three at the same time. Just making it all come together.
Are they just should have filmed it all back to back?
Let me ask you something. If Apple came to us and was like, listen, we need you to make Invasion cool, what would you do?
Burn it down?
I would say how much money you got.
$100 million for season three.
Absolutely.
Can you make it cool?
$100 million?
Yeah. What would you do?
Dude, I'd do it for a tenth of that.
What would you do?
I'm cutting half the cast.
I'd do it for $200 million. What?
I don't know. What would you do to make it cool?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Smitty, what would you do to make this season three cool?
I'm cutting half the cast, and I'm going to show the actual invasion.
Yeah.
Show the goddamn invasion. Not the people studying to try to fix the invasion.
We would do an invasion. We would do a prequel. But I want to see. Do a prequel from the invaders.
No, that's what we've gotten for two seasons.
I don't need that. What would you do, Jude?
I want to. So, you know, like the intro to the show, it shows like all of this devastation.
Yeah.
I was like, it would be cool if the show showed us any of the shit that's in that. This is all a lie. You start off your intro and you're like, it's so devastating with all these fucking flashes of like the devastation that these aliens have caused.
Like crumbling cities.
None of that.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do an introspective character study on how this invasion is affecting these people, you need a smaller cast and you need to actually develop your fucking characters.
Make an invasion verse.
You develop a character going one fucking way and then you go, wouldn't it be cool if we made them go like this? And then they do nonsensical shit. And then everyone around that character just has to be dumb for them to make sense existing. Like, Trevante is a fucking awful character. I am screaming at this point.
Yes, you are.
I love it. Keep going.
Trevante is a fucking awful character. They put no effort into developing anything behind his character.
Right.
But he walks in dick first to every scene, and he's just like, I'm your fucking guy.
Read me in.
Yeah. Why does everyone in a room have to be dumber than Trevante?
Can we make a shirt that just says, read me in, with a picture of Trevante on it?
Just like a dick?
Kanish, as the science fiction writer, what would you do to fix season three?
Oof.
not enough time.
knowing where we left off.
Yeah, there's been a lot of mismanagement up to this point, so I doubt it can be salvaged. But I think that it'd be interesting if they just kind of like narrowed down, because the problem with this show has always been that it's too spread out.
Mm-hmm.
You have characters from all over the world, and then like you had to figure out, okay, how are we going to bring these characters together? If you're going to do that, then like each storyline had to have like some significance. Like I would have liked to have seen Trevante and his squad, like the military perspective of how they're dealing with these aliens, like, you know, when they're out in the Middle East. And then like, you know, you can have like the human perspective from like Anisha and her family in New York, and just cut out all the family drama bullshit and just show like what's happening to the everyday people. And then like have someone in government where they're trying to deal with like the challenges of like, you know, basically governing during like an alien invasion. Like, who are the aliens? And that's kind of like the thing about like, you know, like this is a mystery, right? Like, we don't know who these aliens are, or like what their capabilities are and stuff like that, or why they're here. And so like, you know, if you had a character kind of like what Mitsuki was trying to do, that was exploring the mysteries behind that and getting actual revelations instead of like stuff that like you could have guessed, you know, like,
oh, you mean it's up there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, the big alien mothership. That's the thing controlling all the aliens. Oh, wow. What a breakthrough. you know, like, so like if you just had like a little bit more of a focused thing on like, you know, not making the military complete idiots, having like actual like consequences to like stuff that happens instead of like just hearing people talk about it. Like, I think that, you know, and also getting rid of all the stupid teen drama like bullshit, like, there are ways to make the show more interesting, but at this point it's like, who cares? Because it's literally been two seasons of like, so like the first season was a prequel to the second season, and the second season, it's like, okay, after this season,
prequel.
Yeah, after this season, we're really going to start ramping up the action. You know, it's just like, by this point, it's like, you've given us 20 hours of nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of balls do you have to have to like do two seasons of nothing and just be saying like, when season three hits though, you're going to see some serious shit.
No, Simon Kinberg's out there like, I have five seasons of nothing planned.
Yeah.
I really want to make it.
Isn't it great? Aren't like you just eating up this bile?
You want something to really bother you? More money than you will ever see in your lifetime has been spent on these two seasons of nothingness.
It's like Larry David wrote this, right?
No, Larry David would write it would have been glorious.
That was a joke about nothing.
Oh. Oh, was that a Seinfeld joke?
It was a Seinfeld joke.
I'm sorry. I didn't pick up on that.
40. Sorry.
Went right over my head. I thought you were being serious for a minute. My bad.
No.
All right. I don't want to talk about this anymore. This show's over. We're going to take a long fucking break. Smitty, I wish you the best. Whatever show you're going to do next, I will be watching it along with you.
Absolutely.
Because your reviews are hilarious. Your comedy is on point. Your thoughts are very, I don't know, it's like a mix between Vader's snark and Kanish's intelligence. It's like the best of both worlds. So good job, sir. I wish you the very best. Thank you so much for joining us.
His microphone is tripping me out.
Well, it's the same one as yours, isn't it?
Yeah. Except it changes colors.
Well, yours changes colors, doesn't it?
How do you
Why are we
do
talking
that?
About this?
I don't know.
Anyway, dude.
I gotta fix it. I'm not as professional as you guys. Oh. I got stuff I gotta do.
Yeah, you think it. We're professional. I'm wearing three layers inside of a studio.
Hey, Smitty showed up in a Ghostbusters outfit.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
He checkmated us all.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Spangler.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. And I hope you're not a stranger.
I do want to ask Smitty, does he have any predictions if there is a season three?
Nope. There's no telling where this bullshit can go. I hope one of them, other than Mitski, passes away. You know, slim down this group. I hope. So I don't know. Just make it interesting. Fuck. I mean, I don't know why. It's not hard. Just write something good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Agreed.
Or go like 90 degrees in the other direction and just make it like a fucking Monty Python spoof on an alien adventure show.
Every time
we
come up,
I would take anything that's not this.
Anytime we sit here and come up with a funny, like, oh, Canadian skit or like, mm-hmm. oh, a French skit, ooh, like,
yeah.
that would be the way the show needs to go. Mm-hmm. Just go straight comedy, make fun of everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
laugh at yourself.
Start dancing.
I got it.
Yeah.
So one of the aliens defects.
Yeah.
And joins and starts
falls in love with a human.
Yeah. So we have like the one of the dog things.
Walker, yeah.
Talk, but we don't know whether they're really intelligent and can talk.
Uh-huh.
So it'd be more like the American Dad alien dude, you know? He like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
He's talking, hanging out, and it's just like
a
sitcom with the alien dog and some chick.
Generation Alpha comes in to the rescue and defeats the aliens by doing TikTok dances or something like that.
Super fun.
Like Alf.
Like
yes.
Alf.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been catfishing the love of his life, and she doesn't know that he's an alien.
Jesus. All right. I don't know how to end this, but thank you guys. If you've been watching this,
it's over.
Do not make us watch season three.
Well, you know the comments are going to make us watch.
That all depends on Apple and Simon Kinberg. Because, you know, if they make a season three, we have to kind of.
I can't believe you're saying that.
I know.
I thought you were going to be like,
I don't want to watch it. But I kind of like getting drunk and hanging out with you guys.
That's what
There's
we
nothing
do.
Else on TV that's so shitty that is that this bad. Right?
Well, I mean, Marvel and Star Wars are working real hard.
I mean,
it's neck and neck.
It's neck and neck.
They're so bad.
Speaking of necks.
Talk about them. Let's go.
Smitty, where can people find your channel?
Smitty Snippets on YouTube. And that's it. Thanks for checking me out. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. That was very concise. Thank you guys so much for watching the show. Really appreciate it. We will be here every week. Talking about something other than Invasion for the next long while.
Go watch Smitty.
Yeah.
If you haven't, definitely.
December is coming up. It's usually our oddball.
It's a weird month.
It's a grab bag month for us. We'll do some skits. We'll have some fun. Do some dad joke chicken.
Yeah. Ooh, you're going to do another one again. Of those.
Yeah. And then 2024 is going to be a big change for the Salty Nerd podcast. We've got some big plans in the works. So stay tuned for that. We'll see you guys. Have a great Halloween, I guess, when this comes out, it'll already be over. November.
Thanksgiving. Have a great
holiday season.
Non-invaded planet.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Cheers, folks. Bye.
Do-do-do-do-do.